today we're talking about Men in Kilts, the third episode, Song and Dance. I don't have anything to add from the last episode except for, you know, we got to see Sam skinny dipping in the ocean. That was a highlight of my day, actually. But anyway, let's just get on into this episode. Synopsis reads, Scottish music and dance play an integral role in the culture. Sam and Graham set out to meet the artists who continue the tradition. So yeah, this episode, it was really good. I loved all of the history, you know, them talking about the bagpipes and everything. It starts out, they're in a little boat, and they start singing the Skyboat song. And they set up camp at Glen Coe, and they talk to the man that played the Baird on Outlander. I'm going to try and say his name, Gilbreeze MacMillan. And he talked about how Gaelic was actually his first language. He didn't know English before he went to school. And so I think that's pretty neat. And he said like 90% of the population of where he's from don't speak English until they go to school probably. And then they had him sing them a little song, you know, and they joined in. So then they're in the van and they're talking about maybe their histories with singing and dancing. And they talk about how Graham sang in Outlander, you know, that little marching song that he did. I like when they include Outlander into this show because, you know, it's something that they do have in common. And, you know, that I'm assuming that they met on the sets of Outlander. But they're going to go and meet this guy, this bagpipe player, and they talk about how he is the youngest clan leader in Scotland. So I thought that was pretty neat. And when they go to see him, you know, they're talking to him and they're talking about how bagpipes have an important part of history, how there was a bagpiper in World War II that played for almost half an hour, just to distract the Germans, you know, and I thought that was really fascinating. And then they found out, Graham found out that this guy is a distant relative, you know, they share ancestry. So I thought that was really cool. And he plays the bagpipes for them, so I thought that was really beautiful. I loved the sound of bagpipes. It was funny because when we were watching the show, me, my sister, and my little girl, we watched the show together. And Rayanna, my daughter, she said that she would like to have some bagpipes. And I was like, because I was telling my sister that, you know, I like the sound of bagpipes. But she said, I would like to have some. And I was like, that's where I draw the line. You know, I love the sound, but I don't think I would want to hear someone practicing how to play the bagpipes, you know. I like listening to professionals play them, but I don't, yeah. One more thing about this scene, I got a little ahead of myself. They are actually meeting this bagpiper, or this guy, at Doune Castle, which is the castle that they used for Castle Leok in Outlander. So I thought that was really cool. So then, the next leg of their journey, they go and learn how to do the sword dance. And they're talking to the girl that teaches them how to do a simple step. She starts talking to them about how the sword dancers, traditionally, they would do this sword dance to get fit, you know, to get, you know, where they were able to go to war and stuff. So that I thought that was neat how this tradition started, you know, through the soldiers trying to get fit and stuff. So anyway, she goes on to tell them how the dancers, you know, if they touched the sword, they were going to lose the battle. And then if they kicked the sword, they were going to die. So that was fascinating. And then Sam, you know, he talks about how he had to do his little scene in Outlander where he did a sword dance type thing. And I love that scene in Outlander. I love the scene in the book, too, because the books are really teaching me a lot of the history of Scotland. And like I said, I love the history of Scotland. Like I said, I may have ancestry there. But anyways, So she starts teaching them a little step with the swords, and I actually wrote down Graham kicked the sword twice, and Sam, I think he touched it once. So he would have been Sam would have been wounded, and Graham would have died twice. But yeah, but she tells them that they did a good job, which yeah, they really did try. So I laugh at them, but if you got me out there doing it, I probably would do worse than they did. So, you know, I can't really, you know, say much about it. So the next leg of their journey, they're going to Carlton Hill to see a tattoo in Edinburgh, and it's, I think Sam says that it's one of the largest tattoos, you know, in the country. And of course, he goes on to explain what a tattoo is, and what it is a large marching band with bagpipes and drums, and you know, it's like a big parade, you know. And they're going to go see this, or they're going to go and see a few of them anyway. And the next thing you see, I got so tickled at this scene. And I don't, it's not, I mean, it's hilarious, but I may have over laughed at this part when I originally watched it. My husband said that I did. But anyway, they're walking, you know, they're leading this tattoo of bagpipers, and Sam, he's got the baton thing, and Graham, he's got the big drum. And the reason it tickled me so much is because this drum is like bigger than Graham, and all you can see is his bald head over the top. And I don't know. It was just, he was adorable, and it was just so funny, you know? But anyway, but the bagpipers, they got tired of them, and Sam being a crazy person, and they walked away. So, but anyway, and they talked to two members of the Glencoe's pipe band, and they tell them that they're gonna play a song called Scotland for Me, and so, you know, they let them do that. And this, I bet it was so beautiful in person. I would have just loved to have been there in person. I mean, it would have been really cool to actually be there through this whole series, I imagine. But this part of, I mean, this episode was really fascinating to me. So anyway, and you know, don't get me wrong. When I say that this music would have sounded really great in person, it sounded great on the show. But I would have loved to have been able to hear it in person, because I've never actually heard bagpipes in person. So I would have loved to have been there. But anyway, they're back in the camper van. They hit a bump, and I think something goes flying off the van. I don't know what happens there. But they give the van a name. And I don't know if this name is going to stick or not, but they call it Bog Myrtle. So that's pretty cool. And then Graham, he starts doing these voices, and he's really good at in an American accent, or a Southern accent, guys. I mean, he shocked me. He's really good at it. But anyway, so their next leg of their journey, they're going to what I believe they called a Keeley. It's like a gathering or a party. It's where, you know, they gather around, and they play music, and they dance and everything like that. And so they go to this thing, and this woman, another girl, teaches them how to do a step, you know, a dancing step and everything. They're doing all of that, and they're partying and, you know, having a good time. And then at the end, they are leaning up against the camper van, all tired and like But that's the end of the episode, and it was a great episode. I loved this episode. So that's all I've got to say on it. Y'all stay tuned for trivia. So, some Scottish trivia I found. Scotland does not have an official national anthem, but Scottish rugby fans in particular have adopted Flower of Scotland as their own. Roy Williamson wrote the song for the Corgis in 1967, and it became rugby's pre-game anthem in 1990. The lyrics refer to Robert the Bruce's victory over Edward II at the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314. And that's all the trivia I have, so y'all stay tuned for show facts. So the show facts I got, and again, I get this source from Mental Floss. So anyway, what I have written here is Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish are real life friends. Unlike other manufactured travel reality shows, this one is built on a true blue buddy foundation. Heughan and McTavish, both native Scots from Edinburgh and Glasgow respectively, bonded over their love of country while filming Outlander, and had been toying with the idea of doing a project on their homeland for a few years. In Outlander, the two play uncle and nephew, but in Men in Kilts, fans get to see just how close these two really are, even eating off each other's plates at kitchen in Edinburgh. In episode 1, Graham is a big pussycat, Heughan told Condé Nast, traveler of his co-star. He has such a big heart. He's a lot of fun, and he's a great historian. So that's pretty neat, and you can tell by this show that they are good buddies, and also that Graham and Sam are both, you know, passionate about this, what this project that they're doing, and also that they are really knowledgeable. I mean, they're learning just like we are as viewers. So I love watching this show, and I'm enjoying it really much. But that's all I've got for tonight. So if y'all want to get a hold of me for feedback, my email is talkingaboutfunthings@yahoo.com. I haven't had a chance to update that yet. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/group/talkingaboutfuntvshows, and then on Instagram at talkingaboutfuntvshows. I haven't updated Twitter, so it's still the same, which is at talkingaboutfu1. And then I've made a YouTube channel. What I'm trying to do with that, I'm going to put previews of the podcast on there. And hopefully that's going to drive people to want to come and listen to the full podcast on my actual podcast site. So I don't know if that's going to work. I hear a lot of people do it. You know, it's going to be a lot of work for me. So if it gets to where, you know, I start struggling and things start not happening on other platforms, and I'm probably going to scrap it. But for right now, I'm doing it, and it's YouTube, of course. It's Talking About Fun TV Shows. So, yeah, that's where y'all can get a hold of me. Hopefully, I'll get some listeners through that way. I'm trying, y'all, and but that's going to do it for this episode, and y'all keep having fun. We got to actually see Sam, you know.